Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, hello, it's the AfterBuzz TV Flash After Show Season 2, and on behalf of our panel, welcome to Earth 2! Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Hi, guys. Did you fix your hair, Roxy?
I got stuck on the mic. It was tough.
Should we start over?
Yeah. It was really tangled in there. It was like Earth 2 Roxy for a second, but now I'm back.
You're back?
Okay. Welcome back.
So let's jump into some intros. Roxy, tell us who you are for...
I'm Roxy Stryer on this planet, and you can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
And I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. It's T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
I'm Michael Drew. You can find me on Twitter at Michael_Drew, Michael E-A-L.
And I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. And as always, we love hearing from you. You can tweet with us during the show at #ABTVFlash.
Yeah, and I'm in the chat right now.
You're in the chat right now? Yep. Awesome. Our internet's going in and out, so it's working at the moment, which is lovely.
Well, hello for now, then.
For a web show like us. Just kidding. Also, though, you can subscribe on iTunes, on YouTube, leave us a comment there, and we'll just say thank you for that. Just a quick reminder, our show is free, but that means we'd love for you to support our sponsors if possible. And today our show is sponsored by Casper Mattress. It's not just a mattress company though. 2015 Time Magazine called it one of the best inventions of the year. That has like cooling technology. It has over a billion microfibers, which is crazy. Also, they'll let you try it for 100 days in your own home.
I've had the honor of actually laying on a Casper mattress.
Oh my god, describe it.
A plus.
Give me one sentence.
Honestly, seriously, no joke, they're incredible. A lot of the hosts here have them. That's not me saying that I've laid on a lot of the hosts here bed. Those are separate comments that I'm making. But they're really, really nice. Absolutely, I would recommend them.
Yeah, I totally. And it's free shipping. So at the end of that 100 days, if you hate it, you just get a new one every 100 days. It'll ship free, free. Just kidding. But you get $50 off if you go to Casper.com/AfterBuzz. And again, thank you for supporting them. Let's jump to Earth 2, guys.
All right.
Cool. So the show starts. We're closing off all the breaches except for one. That's successful. And then we have this lovely, like, going away party dinner with the West family.
Yeah, I liked watching this Barry Iris moment, although it was really strange what she said to him.
I agree. I wrote it down.
Yeah, me too, but you can do the honors. I want to hear your best Iris impression then.
Oh my god, I'd love to do it, sure.
Is she a Jewish grandma?
Oh my god, yeah, Earth 2 Iris.
Yeah. Nailed
Earth 2, my baby. She said, I don't want you to think that there's not anything here for you anymore.
Confusing. Like, this isn't the time where his mom just died. This isn't the time that his dad's been sentenced to prison. Of all those things, he broke up with his girlfriend. He says she dumped him, but not really. It was kind of mutual at the end. And then she left on a train. She's still alive. Like, what do you mean?
I don't get it. The way she's talking about it sounds like a suicide mission.
Right. So confused.
No, I mean it like very seriously, though.
I know. That's what I'm... If he was ever going to go on a suicide mission, I feel like it would be after one of the hardest times in his life. Right now, I feel like he's kind of doing okay.
Yeah, him going to another planet, I could see how that would feel kind of suicide mission-y.
Yeah.
Only because it's like... Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, he's going to another planet. Like, I kind of got it at that point.
Yeah, and he is facing the guy who drug him through the streets. So, like, essentially, you're going to... He's going there to face this monster. They don't know if he's coming back. And I think that she kind of said it to be like, hey, you know, I'll be waiting here for you when you're back. And like, a way to say that, like, when things are really dire, know that, like... Yeah. There are people who love you and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that Barry as a character has his flaws, but like the lack of responsibility for the town he lives in is not one of them.
Right.
I would never in my mind would think that he would abandon this town for the sake of like upset about a breakup.
Right, and we learn just how much he has to live for today when he is over on Earth 2 and he's fighting for the Earth 2 version of his family. That's how much he loves his family, so... to me, this was a little strange from Iris, but I do love that Barry Iris moment, so I guess I'll take it.
Yeah.
I kind of took it as them trying to establish that they're trying to be less brother-sistery and more, try to go more in the direction of them of probably killing the whole incest thing that everyone's complaining about and looking more like possibly a couple. Like that's what I left there with. I was like, you know what? It looks like they're trying to move away from the brother-sister thing.
I felt it was more brother-sisterly. Mm. Like, especially since in the last episode, we had Iris being very older sister-y to Wally. And I felt like it was the same Iris progression. So I felt like that's kind of the direction they're taking the character and having her being kind of a mother hen.
Okay.
And so, like, I felt it was more familial, so it made it really weird the first time that the two of them had kissed.
Yeah.
Is that what you felt? You thought it was a little weird the first time you saw
it? It was a little weird, yeah.
Okay.
I got no sense of, like, any trying to redefine the relationship in any way, and I think that we kind of, like, beat the subject to death about their relationship, so, like, I actually have nothing new to add.
Yeah. I mean,
to that, do you, Roxy?
Just that the two times we've seen them kiss, one was something she doesn't remember because we went back in time, and the second one is on Earth, too, so I feel very toyed with at this point.
Really?
He can't get a real kiss. He can't get an authentified, legitimate. It doesn't count.
If this is Endgame, I feel toyed with. I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we do go to Earth 2. We need to take a, like, special segment to discuss all the visions we saw.
Oh, yeah.
I'm obsessed with Earth 2 and what the show is doing over there.
Yeah.
How freaking cool to be a comic book fan and to watch and to be a CW fan and a Flash fan and an Arrow fan and to watch all of this at Earth 2. This was just like so many feels for me. I love that.
Okay, tell me this though. Are you not a little bit disappointed that as of now, the character, like, Killer Frost is an Earth 2 creation that will be here for a couple episodes and then we'll leave her and TBD not see her again for many, many seasons in our Earth 1?
No, I'm not disappointed at all. I'm super happy about that decision.
Really?
Yes, because if they turned Caitlin on Earth 1 into Killer Frost... That would have been miserable. I didn't even know how they were going to turn Cisco into Vibe. They did that seamlessly, but Killer Frost is a villain.
Yeah.
A really bad villain. So I didn't want to see that. Something else would have had to happen.
Oh, right. See, I don't know that I wanted it to happen, but the back of my mind was always like, how are they going to make this happen? What do you think?
Well, I agree with Roxy in that I feel like if we had our permanent Caitlin become Killer Frost, it's not sustainable. There's no growth there. I mean, there's the interim where she's figuring out if she's going to be a villain or not. But, like, overall, they'd either have to kill her or put her somewhere. You know?
Yeah.
Do we just want her chilling in the pipeline?
No.
Like, for all the seasons?
No. Yeah.
And to be clear, like, the majority... all of Killer Frost in comic literature is always evil, right?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes she'll help a little bit, but on the buying whole, she's, like, not a good character. Or is she more of, like, the Captain Cold who... has a conscience, but is evil.
Captain Cold's evil in all the comics, too, as is Killer Frost, and Killer Frost...
I meant in the sense that, like, Captain Cold can make the agreement of, like, I won't kill your people anymore.
Well, that was kind of just in this show, really.
Oh, really?
I would think so, yeah. Killer Frost is pretty homicidal.
Right. Though, I feel like she's helped out Firestorm a couple times, mostly because they're, like, hot lovers, but, I think that, yeah, she's definitely more on the chaotic evil side than, yeah, like, lawful evil.
Okay.
And I think based on the previews for next week, we're going to see Killer Frost maybe turn to the light side a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like she's helping out somehow.
Yeah. So I think that would be cool. Let's keep her at a distance, and then when the show jumps to Earth 2, we can always have some fun with her.
Yeah.
I thought she did a really good job. That Danielle Panabaker did a really good job, which... based on the previews, I didn't know she was going to do as good of a job. I felt like it was a little forced. But in the actual episode, it was really cool to see the juxtaposition.
I feel I'm constantly uber impressed by the special effects in the show. And when her powers, like, originated in her hands, I think it looks awesome, that effect. But then, like, she throws ice... and then, like, when it's, like, something tangible, like, just, like, three things of ice on the table, I felt a little bit like... oh, that's it? Like, I didn't know if it was going to be, like, a Captain Cold thing where she's blasting snow all around, but it just felt a little bit, like, underwhelming for me personally, mm-hmm, when the power, like, left her hand and hit something.
How did you feel about the power of her kiss? Did you like the way that looked better when she made out and then it was, like, ice cold?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, that's something she does a lot. I was really... before that even happened, I said to myself, like, man, I hope they do the kiss thing. Like, that's something that's that's like her trademark.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And I love, like, that she can kiss Firestorm.
Yeah, Deathstorm.
Like,
totally.
Deathstorm on Earth 2, yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
We gotta talk about their passage into Earth 2, though. The different people we saw.
So many Easter eggs.
Easter
episode.
Egg heaven.
Yes. Yeah. The blogs and Reddits and whatever of the worlds are going crazy right now.
Yeah, let's just go through it. So the first one we saw was the 80s Flash.
Mm. Yeah.
Played by the dad.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I liked how we started with, like, characters we've seen or out there exist in some Earth. That was cool.
Yeah. I like that a lot. It's like they exist in this timeline somewhere, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and because of the different Earths, it doesn't negate the fact that they're the same actor playing different things, like the same person, different things, different planet, different Earths, so that was cool.
Yeah, having multiple Earths really allows for a lot of, like, things to let go.
Yeah. It really opens up the world.
Yeah.
And allow for maybe, dare I say, a crisis.
Yes, a crisis, a crossover, whatnot.
The infinite nature.
Mm. So the next person we saw was Supergirl.
Yeah! Yes. We know that we're doing the crossover soon, so that was really cool. Especially because we're going over to Supergirl, so it was nice to have her come over here for once.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. I think they shot it last week or something, like, around this time. I'm, like, so fascinated by, like, the logistics, too, of, like, him, like, taking his suit with him and, like, how, like, that's working.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to just get Barry Allen. We're getting Barry Allen and The Flash.
Yeah. Right. Have you guys been watching Supergirl at all?
Yes.
I've seen the first couple.
I'm all in on that show.
Oh, it's like, real good.
I am all in on it. First couple, I was like, don't know. Right now, I am so in. So just seeing her face, that's when I know that I really love the show. I was like, oh, Supergirl! Oh my god!
While wearing your Superman costume.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you are referring to. But that was cool to see her.
Very cool, very cool. I also just, like, love that connection of, like, these are the same worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cool. And then we saw somebody who I thought was Green Arrow, but we don't think it's actually Green Arrow.
There's a lot of guessing in Platt looking to see who it was.
Somebody in a green costume with an arrow.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
somebody mentioned Connor Hawk on Twitter.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, we know that, like, all these are, at least in the first run through, was different iterations of superhero shows. Like, my question to everyone else was there another show that before the Arrow that we all know and love? That featured, like, an Archer or a Green Arrow type.
Animated shows.
Smallville.
I mean, yeah.
Was
it was a Smallville.
It was not that actor, though.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
They had a Green Arrow on the show.
Ah.
And Oliver Queen.
Nice.
I wanted to see Dean Cain so badly.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. That would have been so cool if we saw Dean Cain.
Well, they can't. Well, I guess they could, but
everybody's
essentially...
Everybody's saying Connor Hawke in the chat, by the way.
Nice. Okay. But since Dean Cain is Kara's dad, and they are, like, looping that universe in.
I mean...
Yeah, but that's okay. The same thing with Flash.
Yeah, we saw Flash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smallville would have been nice to see Smallville.
I love that.
That would have been... Like,
yeah.
There's just so many Easter eggs they could just drop. They could have like half an episode just going back and forth. Like,
right.
So many Tom Welling rumors. Like, if they popped him in there,
yeah,
crazy.
He has to be someone that gets cast in one of these shows.
But we saw Grodd as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw Jonah Hex, who you named.
Yes.
We know his cast coming to Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends, mm-hmm. not Flash. I was thinking Flash. You know, you're right, though.
Yeah, John's coming to Legends.
God. Okay, and then the last one was, tell us, sorry, the Legionnaire Ring. Oh, I just told you.
Legion Ring, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Legionnaire Ring there's a group of superheroes in the comics called Legion of Superheroes or Legionnaires, and they're like a futuristic superheroes from the 31st century, something like that. And they all rock that ring. And Superboy becomes a leader of them.
So if you had to guess, do you feel like this was an Easter egg that's going to hatch? Or do you feel like this was, we're out there at some point, maybe?
I think what they did with these worlds, they're just leading it to, they're just putting anything out there just in case. But even if it doesn't, it's good. It's good, you know, it's good for the gander. It makes you feel good.
And we have the ability to, like, let these seeds come to fruition, even if it's not on this show. Especially the 31st century stuff, where we have Legends of Tomorrow who can go there, and we have the Hex who can go into the past and deal with him. So it's great.
They can go see the Legionnaires on DC's. Oh, that's gonna be great.
Yeah, and I'm not convinced that it's saying like this will be on the show eventually. I just think it's like little things like Easter eggs to excite us, let us know that like these things are possible. And yet they give us definite things like Jonah Hex, who will definitely be on Legends of Tomorrow.
Right.
I think also they talk about this city where Green Lantern is. What is that?
Coast City.
Coast City. They've mentioned Coast City before. I don't think they're bringing Green Lantern anytime soon.
I hope so.
Luna 23255 also said, wasn't the Legion on Smallville too? So,
I don't remember.
I don't remember that. It's a possibility.
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't remember.
If it wasn't before season 5.
Yeah, I don't remember. It wasn't the cartoon,
Joshua
though.
Joshua Frost says, FYI, the Legion Ring was from Smallville. So that could have been the Smallville.
Okay.
Another Smallville reference.
Nice.
Oh, man.
That could have been Smallville. That's awesome.
So much, though. So much stuff.
Yeah. A lot of really great stuff. I loved watching that.
Loved it. And then we finally get to Earth 2. It looks so crazy technologically advanced, and yet they're still like the 1950s cars.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can I ask you guys, how come always when we go to a different planet, a different Earth, they're always more advanced than we are? Like, never are they less advanced. Like, never have they done less than us. They've always technically figured out more than us.
We suck.
I mean, pretty much. Well, no, I would say that, like, it makes it more interesting, because it would be really... I would be really bummed if I'm like, I'm going to this other planet, this whole other version of Earth, and they're like, hey, man, we haven't invented the internet.
Yeah, it's like 1890.
I think they have to be, like, less than that sense, but why don't we sometimes go and it's like Candyland? You know, like, in that Earth, it's, like, all crazy, bright buildings. Like, the buildings still look like buildings.
What if it's, like a gaseous planet? And it's just, like, we're, like, bubbles touching and popping.
Yeah, that's something, like, whatever, all different things.
Yeah.
Like, even on this planet, we had the same freaking music. We had My Funny Valentine. Like, it's just interesting to me. There's either the stuff is the same or they're more advanced. It's never, like, they're stuck in the Stone Age or they have some cool...
But
flower
it's
power.
Exactly what they said. Like, why are these things just ideas on our Earth?
I think they were just trying to go for something that's just very visually and stylistically appealing. Like, it's futuristic, but it's also the awesomeness of, like, the 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
Little, like, Rat Pack-ish, yet they're, like, rockets and flying, or, like, there's airplanes. Like, as soon as they came out, there's, like, an airplane right there just flying
and
by.
And that monorail.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Monorail. Yeah.
Monorail.
Monorail. Sorry.
And at first, I was curious what.
Was it a Simpsons episode?
It was a Simpsons episode. Okay. Well done, Roxy. Yes.
I'm with you. Cool. I like to be in on the loop.
I could talk over the loop.
That's a crazy episode. Yeah,
I did not see that.
Oh.
But we get there, and we know that Mayor Snart is in charge.
Yes.
So do we think that that's he Snart or she Snart?
Or the father. It could be the father Snart. Daddy Snart.
Oh, that'd be bananas.
Like, he didn't go to prison ever, and he didn't do...
Well, he could be good.
Yeah,
he could
have been a good guy. Yeah. I guess.
Gotta be just Captain Gold.
You think
I feel like also we'll maybe never actually find out.
I would love to see it be Golden Glider. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Female mayor, hey.
We already got a female lead detective.
And then Sisko can make out with her over there.
Oh,
and she's
my
the
God.
Mayor. And she's not going to screw him. Yeah.
Okay.
Or she will.
Alexis is so hard.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Alexis.
We see Henry Hewitt, who's Tokamak. That was the name?
Yeah, I think Tokamak
was it. Right.
Took me way longer to get that than you guys.
I like how he played it exactly like he was the exact opposite of how he was before.
Yeah.
He was just so happy. He's like, hi, how are you? Mr. Wells.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, look, he's just smiling ear to ear.
You know what I found most interesting about this world is that they know who Zoom is. Earth One does not actually. They've seen Zoom like doing some like drama, causing drama,
yeah, right?
AKA killing people and dragging Barry's body around. Mm. But we don't actually know like who or what he is. Mm-hmm. And yet, like on the news channel, which was Channel 52, by the way,
oh, good catch.
You know, they're talking about Zoom and how he's a continued terror.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that I think that the metahumans are more integral to this society than they are on Earth One.
Yeah.
I was going to say our Earth. But on our, like on our Earth, they're a lot more integral. Like, everyone knows Zoom. Everyone has that device to know when the metahumans are coming.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's aware.
Okay, that device is busted,
it
though.
Is, yeah.
I know.
A little bit.
All right, Sisko walks in. Nothing happened. When Barry walked into Jitterbug, nothing happened. It was only that one time with Iris as they're making out, like... Come on.
Because maybe he was getting high and heavy, and that's when it gets when his pheromones are working.
It's such a small thing, saturated, but like, you're right. It needs to work.
You guys know my... It comes again. The frickin' magnets to the sky.
Yeah. Come on, guys. They're vibrating at a different frequency. And so
pick up on Barry once. Let's not pick up on him again.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
I agree.
Well, like, I'll give it to them, but I just wish that it never happened with Barry the first time. Like, because he's from Earth One, it didn't pick up. That was
they should have just used their frequency excuse.
But right. So why do it and then not?
Mm. Yeah. Because
they're trying to piss us off. It's not working. We still love you.
Okay. So we get to Earth Two. We find the Barry's doppelganger very, very quickly.
Really quick.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was really fast.
Yeah, it didn't bother me.
Like,
I was
like ASAP. Like, oh, there he is. I'm going to be right back. And just woof. And he goes,
gets
him.
I thought it was so funny seeing them together. One, because he looks like Harry Potter slash, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He is Harry Potter.
But also, like, Indiana Jones has that look, which people are, like, comparing him to. But I thought it was funny because Grant Gustin was on CSI, I think Miami, once, like a guest star role, and he played twins.
Mm. Oh, really?
So it's like funny to see like double Barry Allens
That's
again.
Interesting.
Yeah.
After that,
moving on from that, which is cute, but I'm curious if you guys
if you're bored. It's fine.
No, I wasn't. I just felt so shut down by you last week, Jeff, that I just had to step on your toes this week a little bit. No, I'm wondering. I've been thinking about it. Did you guys find it frustrating that all of our players on Earth 1 we were finding in the same areas on Earth 2? Like, none of them were kicking it in California. None of them were in Italy. None of them had died. Like, they were all in the same spot, and they were all connected that way? Or did you like that, and you wanted to see everybody's doppelganger?
I enjoyed it. It just made it easier to... Because I was just curious. It made it easier just to find them.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to drag it out or have it be like... Because I'd like seeing different versions of characters. That's why I really like time travel stories and multi-universe stories, because I like seeing what could have been. So I like the fact that we just got to bust them out, and now we get to live with them, you know? We get to see what they're doing.
It did not bother me, because, like, I think it had to happen for the story. I think if it did not happen, we'd be like, yo, where's Caitlin?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, though... I think it can be called a coincidence that these things are like parallel, and coincidences to me can create dramas and create stories in stories, but they cannot solve problems. They can create problems but not solve them.
Right.
So like the coincidence of like having Killer Frost and Deathstorm there create a lot of problems, but it couldn't have been like a like, oh, and we turned the power off by accident and like they killed them.
No, I completely get what you're saying.
So did it bother you?
No, it didn't, but I was okay when we hadn't found Cisco, thinking like, all right, some of them we just can't find. Like, that's not our move. Then I was really happy when we did, because I loved what we did with his character.
Yeah.
But I was okay having a couple pieces maybe not be there.
I was okay with that, too. I agree with you right there.
But then I was happy when they did, so they made the smarter choice. I don't know exactly where I lie on that one.
I just love Cisco. I think he did. I think he did the best job, actually, of like being the evil counterpart of himself. And I think that boils down to he's done a ton of musical theater and is like a trained singer. And he like changed the placement of his voice,
mm-hmm.
like very slightly, but it just created such like an authority in him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was awesome.
Yeah, he did an incredible job.
And then I just say like for the costume designer. They're going to this strange, distant land. It's Mordor is written on his shirt from Lord of the Rings.
On his shirt.
Oh my god! It was like the graphic in the very bottom. It said Mordor, and it just like gave like the impetus that like what we're going to do is like we're going into Mordor to like destroy the ring.
It was just so dark. I didn't even notice.
Oh
yes,
yeah,
yes,
I saw it right
so
away.
Much yes.
I had to say it.
I love Lord of the Rings.
Oh, it's just like an amazing metaphor. Just like there, written on a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you.
Yeah.
I love that Cisco was evil, mostly because we had talked about earlier how Zoom knew what was happening on Earth One, and so having Cisco work for him makes so much sense that he can report like what's happening, what's going on, what's the Flash doing, and all that stuff.
When we get more into it, I want to figure out, maybe you guys know more than I do, about the potential of Vibe after seeing Reverb, because I was really surprised with how much he was able to, I don't even know what to call it, attack?
Yeah.
On the scale of 1 to 10, he's like the 10.
Yeah, he was very powerful. Yeah.
And I feel like it showed Cisco what is possible. I think that is going to be huge in our show on Earth 1.
Yeah,
could be a little scary at first, you know, when you're trying to figure out your powers. There's that weird balance, like what you were talking about earlier with Killer Frost. If we had seen her, that in-between phase, am I good, am I bad, we could see Cisco go down that a little bit.
Yeah. Also, like, no, there's no one there who can, like, teach him how.
Mm.
Like, there's not another... Well, I mean, there's a Reverb, I guess. But there's not something
on Earth
1
as
we know about. You're right. There's not anybody we know about who has, like, gone through this and can, like, coach him.
Yeah.
Which is, like, fascinating.
And I liked how they killed the Reverb. With the exact same way. I'm not happy that he died. I'm not happy they killed him. But I like the way the vibrating kung fu chop right through the chest.
I like the parallel, but I wanted more time with
it.
Okay,
let's
talk about that kung fu chop, though. What did that remind you of?
Harrison Wells.
Of course.
Reverse Flash.
What kind of reference are they trying to make there with Earth 2?
Oh, so you're thinking that might...
But are Harrison Wells is dead?
Right.
On Earth 1.
Or is he?
Also, or is he, but...
In Earth 2, Harrison Wells is Harrison Wells.
Yeah, but first of all... I don't know where Zoom originates from. Second of all, there's like four different bodies we could use that could be a reference to. We've got the...
because it's not Harrison Wells. It was Eobard Thawne.
Right. So, I don't know. Or maybe anybody in his bloodline or something. It was just so dead on to when he killed Cisco the first time. I feel like they were trying to tell us something.
I agree, and I have no idea what it could be telling us.
They're trying to tell us something. I don't know what, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but before we get there, we got to go back.
Okay.
Yep. We're skipping ahead, and I will not allow it. Okay, just kidding. I think we can mention now Iris.
Yeah.
They're married on this Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She looked so good.
She is so hot.
When she came out dressed like a cop. In the pants and the shirt. I was like,
they've given her a lot for her reel. Like last week with her on the tracks and this week with her as a cop. I'm like, all right, girl.
Well, I couldn't help but think that the actors must feel so fortunate to be on this show because they get to have like that, like, they're serious regulars, and yet they get to have death scenes, like Joe had. They get to have these, like, love scenes that they will never have in, like, Earth One for the foreseeable future. Like, it's so fun and cool for them.
Yeah.
I think it's so exciting.
Absolutely.
What do we think, Roxy, about the newspaper article that predicts their marriage and this marriage?
Well, back in the day when we had Gideon showing us, I think it was in 2040-something, yeah, that Iris and Barry were married, maybe something got lost in the Earth, so the timelines, and maybe it is Earth 2, Barry or Alan West that exists, you know, that's where the marriage is. I'm not sure. I will say I was surprised, but I loved seeing them together here. I didn't feel weirded out by it. It kind of felt right, and now I'm like all messed up in my head.
Oh, see, I had no feelings about them together because I knew it was Earth 1 Barry Allen and Earth 2 Iris. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't even looking for that.
Well, I just felt like her love for him was really strong.
Chemistry was definitely there. There was chemistry.
Yeah, and even when he jumps in front of the thing and puts the table in front, I felt like there was chemistry even on his end.
Yeah.
So I've been sitting here being like, it's too soon. And now I'm like, maybe I want this. I don't know.
Well, I think maybe they're showing us them being married on another Earth to show that maybe, though, like you guys just said, the newspapers could be talking about another Earth, so there's still a possibility that they don't end up together on our Earth.
Yeah.
Possibly.
So now they're just playing with that. So now we don't know a definite end to the story.
I think that not a lot of shows. Like, I think every show has, like, the map for, like, a, like, possible 10 seasons, like, already in their head, or, like, the show Bible of, like, where they want everything to end up, at least in the finale. And I think that with this show and with, like, the components of it, it's possible that that could change, like, every day for them, and they still be able to make it work at the end.
Absolutely.
Which is just kind of wild for us as viewers.
You take Arrow, and you know that the creator said originally Oliver and Laurel were supposed to end up together. It's mm-hmm. just not how it worked out. I mean, right. Not as of this point. Oh my gosh, if we go there, that's a whole nother. But sometimes I think it changes based on the fans.
It could change faster for us, I'm saying, because of timelines and whatnot and Earths.
That's true.
And jumping ahead. Like, they could just, like, really do anything, and it could more or less make sense. It might not be fulfilling as a viewers, but it's plausible.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
More so than Iris with Barry, though, I loved watching Iris with Lawton, with Deadshot.
Yes.
How freaking cool was that?
Tell the Flashers who that is, because he's from Arrow.
Yeah, he was on... How many episodes of Arrow was he on?
He was on at least 5.
Yeah, he had a big arc on Arrow, and everybody was, like, obsessed with him. And when they were casting all of the movies, people were pushing for him to be Deadshot, the same way they were pushing for Grant Gustin to be Barry Allen. Like, people loved him. Or at least, I loved him.
No, he was great. Like, he started out as just, like, a one-time villain, and then they brought in the Suicide Squad, and so you got to hang out with him, see his backstory, you got to see him be, like, an anti-hero. I mean,
he was a villain turned anti-hero.
Right.
Kind of, yeah.
But he was super charismatic, I'd say. So I didn't realize that I missed that character until this happened. Because, like, in Arrow, they're kind of getting rid of their Suicide Squad stuff because of the movie Suicide Squad. So having him here just kind of, like, filled a hole that I did not know was there.
Yeah, between Deadshot and Deathstroke, those were the two ones I really was missing from Arrow, I feel like I wanted. So I didn't even recognize him in this role at first. I made you guys pause, and he looked so different. It was really cool to see him, though, and cool bringing over the Arrow. Awesome.
Yeah,
totally. And while we're on the Easter egg conversation, let's discuss the phone.
Yeah.
What were the names? Here it is. Mom, Dad, Eddie, Bruce.
Well,
spelling
with
an
Dad,
H. Hal.
Mom, Dad.
It's Hal. Excuse me.
Well, I'm just saying
Dad,
because
mom, Dad,
the reason
dads.
It's relevant is that I think that Iris's mom was dead on both Earths.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Because it didn't say mom, Dad.
Oh, right. So his mom and dad, her dad.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Eddie, Bruce, Hal, and Diana.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They can't bring her in.
Well, they're there.
First
thing,
yes,
they exist.
I think legally, like, their DC rules, I don't think would allow it to happen if she's in the movies.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm gonna. This is like a weird question, but like, do you guys think that they were just people that Barry knew? Because in this world, Barry is not. They're like it's the epitome of an Easter egg, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Barry Allen knows the superheroes because he's not the Flash in this universe. Though he does work. Oh. I'm assuming he does work with the Flash. So maybe he does. He's met them in like a Jimmy Olsen kind of way.
I had the same thought process. Point. In addition to that, though, Tari, you notice that they didn't mention Clark or Kara or any of the people that are Supergirl, which would make me think if he does know all these superheroes over here, he would know them also, which means that Supergirl isn't on this Earth. Supergirl probably be on Earth 3. So...
Because this Barry with the phone isn't the Flash. Mm-hmm. He's just Barry.
Exactly.
Right? So Diana could just be a... like a waitress at the bar.
Yeah. That Diana Mortimer.
Yeah, more so than Barry, guys, Iris. Iris was working at the newspaper and is a detective. Maybe she does have their numbers. Maybe she's their go-to.
That's true.
Especially maybe Bruce's or something like that. So I was more connecting it to her.
Oh.
Also, you know, the women are the ones who get most of the stuff done and take care of the speed dials and kill all the people and, you know... Women power, so.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Alexis.
He's in. Roxy. They even mentioned Atlantis. And I'm like, oh, you can't bring an Aquaman.
Yeah.
They just bring
can't they, though? I mean, maybe even Aqualad. We get a little bit of Aqualad.
Someone Aqua. Aqua cousin.
Aqua dog.
I think that's on a whole different freaking Earth 2, also, though.
No, but they had Atlantis as a vacation spot for the parents.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
That's crazy.
That's true.
I think it's just something to get fans excited and talking.
Mm. Well, I'm talking.
Yeah.
We're
yapping.
Guys, breaking news from Blaze Pete. Barry's got Diana Ross's number.
It's Diana Ross. Duh. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now Diana.
I wonder what her job is.
Oh, we can move on then. We're done.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
He does make the phone call to his mom, which I thought was a really sweet and
that
really
was,
sexy
yeah.
scene.
Absolute favorite moment of the episode and maybe of this entire season.
Strong words.
Oh, I was crying. I was trying to hide from you guys. I thought this was such a beautiful moment. I wish we saw her on the other end. They probably honestly just didn't have the actress in town, but watching his face.
No, I didn't need to see her.
He nailed it. It was beautiful and perfect. It was amazing. It was amazing. I love this.
Oh, I didn't want to see the actress, honestly. I think that would have been the selfish move for Barry to be I need to take 15 minutes out of our 2-day stay to go see my mom.
Be realistic here. He says, it's my family. I have to fight for them. So he stops everything they're doing to try to save Joe and Iris, but he's not going to go see his mom after all of this has been about his mom.
I think he knows it won't be just 5 minutes. It would become a 3-episode arc. And, what are they going to do?
He knows it'll lead to next episode. He didn't have to.
What are they going to do? Is he going to cry in her lap? And she's going to be like, yo, no. Barry, stop it.
Well, at first, when I said to see her on the other end, I literally mean, back and forth her on the other end of the phone. I wanted to see her with Henry and what they were doing. Just, remember what they looked like. Her looking at a picture of him or something.
No, I really disagree. It was a beautiful and sweet and simple moment. And I think that's why it meant so much to us. I think if they had blown it up, I really would have been oh, they're abusing us.
I did say it's my favorite moment of maybe the even season. So what they did was perfect. But I do... Maybe I just want more of that.
I agree.
With who?
I agree with Jeff. I thought the moment was simple and good. But
you got one.
But what you said about being selfish. Speaking of Barry being selfish, do we all think he was kind of selfish this episode? His decision making ability this episode was too much for me.
Well, I would say that, especially since Roxy brought it up, I think that all of his actions in the rest of this episode, the whole family's important was spurred on because he talked to his mom and had those feelings, and he remembered how much he, how much family means to him.
No, I don't think he was being selfish.
Oh, damn, I disagree with you, Jeff.
I agree with you that he was for family, but I think the impetus for everything to helping out this Earth to Iris was the fact that her father died because Earth One Barry came to this Earth. Had he not done that, none of those events would have, like, played out.
He, like, didn't feel guilty about that, really. And I kind of needed him to.
It was all because of him.
Well, I don't know if they're going to reset something. Too many people died on Earth 2.
I don't think they're going to reset. I think we would have seen it at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
My question to you guys is, for whatever reason, whatever the impetus is, put all that aside, do we agree with Barry that this is his family, even on Earth 2?
No! I don't. I don't. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I was very confused.
I was asking you.
Yeah, no. No, I don't. Like, it ruined the whole mission. Like, you don't know them. They don't know you. Like, they could be evil.
Okay.
They could have been evil. Like, what if he came back and Joe was a psychopath? You know? You don't know who they are. But, you know,
he doesn't like him. It doesn't make him psycho.
But, like, everyone's different. Like, Cisco's not Cisco. Cisco's a murderer, right. A psychopath over there. So, you going to help Cisco,
cop.
Too?
Yes, but they're still people, though. And, like, they share the face of the
good
people.
Old Tari.
I'm just saying, like, they share the face of people he loves. And, like, to me, the thing that stood out more was the fact that Harrison Wells was like, who cares about them? They're mirror people. They don't, you don't know the, like, this is your Earth, bro.
You're right.
Like, you can't just pretend or abandon everything just because your daughter's in danger.
Well, he does have to save his, I mean, I don't blame him for that. He does have to save his daughter. He's not like, he doesn't know them. Like, I don't care about them. I'm here to save one person. Because if I save my daughter, then I kill Zoom. And then everyone will be safe.
So I still think that the thought is this, people that I care about and need to help didn't cross his mind. Because I go back to my original point that it's because he set off this chain of events and it was his fault. So family or not, it was his fault.
I just think, even if it's not your whatever, Iris, even if it's his sister in his mind, if my sister, I come across her on a different Earth, there's no way I'm like, all right, well, she dies, she dies. It's not my sister here. Like, I still think you have that kind of connection. So totally get why he did it. Just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts also.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fine.
No, I like that you have a different opinion.
I hear you. I hear you guys.
Okay, we're almost out of time, but we have to mention that the episode ends and Barry is captured by Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
We see Jesse and we see the man in the iron mask.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio, guys.
Well, it is. It's Leo. What if it is?
Best cameo ever.
It kind of looked like the picture of the DC Comics, the Instagram just dropped of the original Red Tornado mask. It kind of looked like that to me. But it was really dark, so it was hard to see.
Yeah.
Mm. And we know that Red Tornado is coming over to Legends. I don't know.
Maybe.
Zoom has his very own version of Pipeline here, so...
Red Tornado's coming to Legends? Sorry, not to digress, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Different than Supergirl about a tornado.
That's crazy.
That's interesting.
That's insane.
Wow. So that's like a big mystery. But then we just got to say that back on Earth 1, the whole thing happened with Jay and Caitlin and the Velocities 6 through 9 and the Geomancer who can control the geological Earth.
Yay.
And that's still just an open-ended question. Trying to get his powers back. We found out that he lost his powers because of his own doing, not Zoom, another lie that Jay told. I hate Jay. And
he's losing a lot of fanfare
I'm
here.
I'm just not into it. I want to be.
He's whiny at AF.
Oh,
this
on.
Is the most interesting that he's ever been. I have a theory based on, because like it only enhances my previous theory that Zoom is a part of him because he had this like speed addiction. He took this medicine or like this drug that essentially, because he was so craving speed, and now we have this other being that like wants to eat all the speed. Like it means something, and I like that we have that now conflict, because before he was just a little vanilla.
Yeah, that's true. I do like where they're
whiny
going
is what
more.
I prefer.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who it's their favorite character though. So I like that. At least he's relating to a different group of
show
people.
Show me the receipts. Show me the receipts.
I like his golden age stuff. Like where he just stands up and his chest is up and he tries so hard to look like an old 1950s hero.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
Nice when
stuff.
We got to see him as the Flash today, that was great. Like, he makes a good Flash.
Yeah, definitely.
With his confidence.
Yeah, like that side of him. You know, this is Jay... Zoom is coming to our Earth 1 to terrorize it from Earth 2. How do we know that's not Jay Garrick from, like, an Earth 3 who has become Zoom and has come to 2 to terrorize it and is just moving through the different Earths?
That'd be interesting.
What do you got, Rox?
I just have to say, everybody in the chat was saying that the man in the mask looked like Diggle, but it didn't look like Diggle's mask to me.
Yeah, I think it just looked. I think the mask just made you think of that because the mask was somewhat similar.
Right.
That would be a whole different weird thing happening. All right, but so many people in the chat are saying it. I figured I had to call it out.
Remind me who Diggle was.
Diggle from Flash is the Arrow's right hand man.
Yeah.
Diggle from Arrow.
Oh, him.
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa. They're onto something. I've read that he's coming over to Flash on his own at some point.
Over on Earth 2?
No, he's coming to the Flash show, which is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's over on Earth 2.
It could be that's where he is.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good eye, guys.
Good eye, guys.
The last thing I think we need to mention about Earth 1 is that, like, the thing that created the breach, which was an amazing special effect, mm-hmm. it is also broken, and they need to repair it in the next 24 hours so we have a timeline.
I love having a clock.
I love it so much. My favorite thing.
Everyone loves a timeline.
I agree. I just urgency to the show. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, I like that. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I like clocks too, Rex.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
We're almost out of time. Does anybody have any pressing predictions that they need to get off their chests?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, that was quick. Huh? Wow. I'm going to go with I think Oliver's in the mask. Oliver Queen.
That would be bizarre. A lot of people in the chat are saying, is Earth 2's Diggle white? Because otherwise it's not Diggle. I didn't look at what skin color he had. I just saw the mask.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I still think it's Leo.
So, and yeah, unless he pulled a Michael Jackson, I don't think so.
Could be Wally, though.
That's what I was going to say. I thought it was Wally.
Boo! Oh.
Yeah, but then that wouldn't take care of the white problem.
He's pretty fair.
It could be the white Wally from the comic book.
You mentioned while they're watching, do you still think that Wally's getting his power soon?
I think that Wally's going to get his power somehow by trying to help and getting stuck in this Earth when they're trying to close the breach or something. Like, he's going to have to outrun something. They're coming soon because Jays have taken so freaking long. We got to get Wally there.
I agree. I just think this was such a great episode. I'm excited for next episode. It's just so cool when, like, they change up the show by not having the big bad of the week, but we're, like, going to a different planet to, like, save the day.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Tell us where we can find you until next week.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer, and thanks for joining me in the chat. You guys were really awesome tonight.
And you can find me at Tari J. It's TariJay.
You can find me on Twitter at Michael_Drew, Michael EAL.
And I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. Guys, we'll see you next week. Good night.
From executive producer Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.